Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. Live at the Nashville Super Speedway, Cracker Barrel 400 weekend coming up. And it all gets started tonight. The Rackley Roofing 200 Craftsman Truck Series race. We're really looking forward to that. Tennessee Lottery 250 Xfinity Series race tomorrow night. And then Sunday night, of course, the granddaddy, the Cracker Barrel 400, will get underway. Matt Greachy joins us now, the GM of the Nashville Super Speedway. And Matt, it's a beautiful day. Track's looking great. I know you are excited for this weekend.
We are. Thanks for having me. And thanks for coming out. We can't wait for our fifth annual NASCAR Triple Header Race Weekend. Team's been preparing all year round, and I think we got all the weather out here, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Joe and I, you know, you can tell by looking at it, it's like to eat, and so when we found out Cracker Barrel was going to be the title sponsor,
come on,
that got us really excited, and it just fits. Being based in Lebanon, and you know, everybody that's from the South knows Cracker Barrel. How did that all come about, and how excited are you to have Cracker Barrel as the title sponsor of the Cup race?
Super excited. They've been a great partner thus far, and we're only about 6 weeks into the partnership, and you'll see them in the fan zone activating and maybe get some biscuits out there. So if you need some food, that's a good place to go visit. But they've been great. They're 8 miles from us here, their headquarters, store number one, right down the road. And for us to have them as our Cracker Barrel 400 race partner, and it's across the board. It's all of our Speedway Motorsports races. So we've got 15 on the schedule, and for us to activate with Cracker Barrel and hopefully drive some traffic to them and make sure people are welcome and feel at home when they go to their store and feel at home when they come to the racetrack with us too. So it's a multi-year agreement, and we couldn't be more proud.
I haven't walked over to see the ball field to see the logo, but that's what I've been really excited about, because it's just, I know it's going to be cool to see that. So once I walk over there, but gonna be neat.
It's neat. It's seeing their billboard outside of turn three, and their logos on the ball field, the gold bean standing out. Everybody knows the brand, and for it to be our title partner for our Cup Series race is something that we're excited for years to come, and hopefully it's a long-standing agreement.
Matt Greachy's with us, the GM of the National Super Speedway. This is a traveling massive road show. Because when I pull up this morning, you see all the haulers and then the sponsors and other things. I'm fascinated by this, how it comes in and out, and everything seems to work great.
Yeah, there's over 225 transporters to execute a NASCAR weekend with all three series between the teams, the series, the broadcast, the merchandise trailers that are out front, over 225 trailers for it to execute. It is a traveling circus for 38 weeks out of the year, and it stands up and stands down, and come Monday, Tuesday, it doesn't even seem like it happened, but for 3 days here, we are the focal point for the NASCAR world, and for Middle Tennessee, it's super proud.
I love it. I think it's beautiful, the action, the activity. I mean, this is what you live for. How important is it? Because, you know, I'm in the media center, and there's 30, 40 people in there. You got the pyro guys out here putting everything up. You got the Amazon Prime guys. You already. How important is it that everybody is on the exact same page?
It's really important. I mean, there's so many movements to a weekend. You got the competition aspect, you've got the broadcast aspect, you got the fan aspect, and it's all got to work together. We want the fans to have an enjoyable time. We want the teams and drivers to have an enjoyable time, because it's all word of mouth. We want everybody to come back and have a good time and go to another NASCAR race. So communication is paramount for us to do it internally and externally to all the fans, but also our staff. We've got to bring in outside vendors and part-time staff, and we've got to communicate with them, and for it to all work seamlessly, we're going to step into first race day here with Rackley Roofing 200. Truck series are already loaded in, but it's a coordinated effort just to get the haulers in,
right?
That takes communication and planning, and make sure we get them in efficiently so they can get through tech inspection and on the racetrack. So it's all a trickle-down effect, and really, we'll start planning for next year's race right now.
Oh, my goodness. It's night races are beautiful. You see them on TV, but I'm telling you, a night race here is almost perfect.
Well, the concrete surface, I think, really does it. So biggest concrete racetrack that we've got on the circuit at a mile and a third, and when it's under the lights, it just kind of glistens and really lights up. So all three of our races, Rackley Roofing 200, Tennessee Lottery 250, and Cracker Barrel 400, all underneath the lights. And if you've never seen a night race, it's what you want to see.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so tickets. Limited availability for Sunday. NashvilleSuperspeedway.com, 1-866-RACE-TICKS. If you haven't made the decision yet, you need to do it quick, right?
Do it quick for Sunday. Absolutely. Cracker Barrel 400. We've got limited opportunities. But, yeah, give us a call at 1-866-RACE-TICKS. But also, we've got great racing tonight for the Rack of the Roofing 200. Kyle Busch is going to race, the winningest Craftsman Truck Series driver in the history. He'll be behind the wheel. And Corey Heim's been on fire, so see if they can battle it out. And then tomorrow for Tennessee Lottery 250, Ross Chastain, coming off the heels of his Coca-Cola 600 race win, he'll be behind the wheel on Saturday and then back behind the wheel for the Cracker Barrel 400. They're both looking to do the double. Maybe they can get a Les Paul Gibson custom guitar in Victory Lane.
Nice. Do you have a cot in your office?
limited sleep so far, but that's why this is exciting. This is what we work up to year-round, and I can get by.
You've been in this for a while. Is there one, like, celebrity that pops up and you've done this? Not necessarily here, but, like, holy cow, that's so-and-so. Because he was talking about, you know, we see Michael Jordan's a team owner. So you expect him to see you. But if I saw Michael Jordan, I'd fall over. I mean, it's Michael Jordan. But I'm sure you see people that love the sport that aren't really – talk about it all the time.
Yeah. We're in Nashville, and we've got some great stars that have been with us to help us execute pre-race and do all that. You know, Luke Combs was a great one last year, and he loves the sport, I think, you know, having him. And we're going to hopefully announce a couple of our dignitaries for Sunday's Cracker Barrel 400, Honorary Pace Car, and our Grand Marshal in a day or two, and we'll get those out. So follow us on our socials. All that will get announced and how enjoyable it is. And we always see people in the Nashville market that just show up and walk around because they want to see the NASCAR race.
Right.
Sometimes we don't even know they're coming. There's been many of those. Hardy a couple of years ago did it, and then finally we invited him back last year to be the Grand Marshal. But he showed up unannounced two years ago. And
yeah.
I think that's a great thing about the Nashville market, too.
Let me tell you, nobody's listening to this show but us three. So if you want to tell us who the Grand Marshal is, well, it's just between us. We'll keep it on the down low.
I bet you would.
Right.
We're buttoning some things up. So I would say in the next couple hours, we're going to announce our honorary car driver.
Looking forward to that. And again, tonight, the Craftsman Truck Series race, you mentioned it, Kyle Busch is going to be in that for Spire Motorsports. He's run a handful of races. And look, if you watch Malcolm in the Middle, you know, like I did growing up, Frankie Muniz is going to be there.
Frankie, yeah. I know he's going to be joining us in the fans.
He's a driver now, yeah.
Yeah, he's been driving.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a full-time Truck Series driver.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and he's filming, I think, for a relaunch of Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, he is.
So he's going back and forth from Craftsman Truck Series races, and then I think they're filming in Canada, so he is back and forth. His schedule is probably the busiest out of any driver right now. But he'll be joining us in the fan zone for some Q&As. We've got a chocked full fan zone out there with everything. But our driver appearance lineup is probably the best it's ever been. So follow us on our socials. All that information is out there as far as our entertainment schedule and getting your value or your ticket prior to the race.
Yeah,
great.
I think I'm doing a Q&A with Kyle Larson on Sunday. I really don't know what to talk about with him. He's not been in the news or anything lately.
Never.
So
yeah, he doesn't race very much. So whether it's dirt and IndyCar and everything else that he's doing, I think you'll have plenty to talk about. But that's another one. Pre-race track access pass. See our pre-race concert act. See the drivers up close and personal. Q&As prior to them getting announced on stage, and then We're gonna fire off the Cracker Barrel 400,
and then we have S.J. McDonald, who won the Rising Star.
Next Rising Star, S.J. McDonald will be our pre-race concert act on Sunday. Some driver appearances with Q&As with Chase here, and then driver introductions, and we're gonna wave that green flag.
Love it.
You may not know the answer to this yet, but I kind of think it's cool following Memorial Day and the Coke 600 and the Indy 500. And then this being the first stop after that. Obviously, the race was later in June, end of June, the last few years. Now it's beginning of June. I think that's neat.
Yeah, historically, it's been a little bit later in the calendar. And we were, Middle Tennessee can be a little bit warmer as we get out there. So, you know, we lobbied with NASCAR and broadcast and try to get a little bit earlier. Right after Memorial Day, that racing schedule is huge. And for us to follow that is tremendous. And seeing Prime video broadcast was great to come on board. And they're with us this weekend. We like the race. The weather forecast for this weekend is enjoyable temperatures. We can't wait to welcome everybody here.
With Prime being here, that means Dale Earnhardt Jr. is going to be here too. Even though he's not a driver anymore, I feel like any track that can say he's in the building, that still has some pull.
Oh, absolutely. And I thought they did a great job on the broadcast, Steve Letarte and Adam Alexander. And we actually have all three of them planned to be out in the fan zone at the Echo Park Speedway Experience on Sunday at 1:30. They're going to be out there recording a live podcast of Dale Jr. Download
Sweet.
With us. So Dale's going to be out there in the fan zone. You want to get here early, please do. You'll see him up close and personal before he calls the entire race.
And John Roberts is going to do, he and his crew are going to do Trackside Live, which is a fun, fun show.
Yeah, we've got a great driver lineup. Like I said, just follow us on our socials. We've got all those calendars out there, NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com. You can see everything you can do on property at our channels.
Matt, thanks so much for doing this. It's good to see you. We're excited for this weekend. Obviously, we'll probably run into each other quite a bit, but enjoy race weekend.
Thank you guys for being here, and super excited for our fifth annual NASCAR Tripleheader weekend, and hope everybody enjoys it.
Amen,
absolutely.
Brother.
Matt Greachy, the GM of the Nashville Super Speedway, with us. We'll have more coming. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday. Hanging out here at the Nashville Super Speedway as the Craftsman Truck Series teams are loaded in, and the Xfinity teams will come in basically when we get off the air.
Okay.
So,
all right. Listen,
just talked to our buddy Paul from Big Machine Racing. So
Cool. When I pulled here today, and like Matt was talking about, and you see the traveling circus that it is. I'm telling you, man.
Security was tight today, too.
It was really tight.
They did not want to let us in.
Chaser got out. I was like, you know who I am? And she's like, yeah, I do. I don't care. but you walk in. You know, I saw the first trailer I saw was Bubba Wallace's, right?
Yeah.
And so there's the Jumpman, right? I mean, on the back of the truck. I'm like, it's Michael Jordan. So it's just see all of this, man. And I'm fascinated how it goes from track to track to track and everything. Pretty flawless. I mean, it's just an amazing thing to see. So, but I'm telling you, a
he's
night
got
race.
Four cars entered for Sunday.
Jordan does?
Yeah. Yeah, he's running four this week. Bubba in the 23, Riley Herbst in the 35, Tyler Reddick in the 45, and then Corey Heim, who's going to run the truck race tonight, will also be in the 67 as a part-time team.
You remember Last Dance, who he said was the greatest trash talker?
Who did he say was a great him?
But another guy that you would not expect.
I don't remember.
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm with Larry Bird Sunday. You're with Jordan.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I'm hosting an event with Larry Bird on Sunday. You'll be at the track all week with Michael Jordan.
Yep.
So very cool, man. But I don't. You've seen him at the track, right? Where's the first time you saw Michael Jordan out here?
Daytona. Oh, here was. It may not have been the first year. I think it was the second year. Whenever 2311 started, I can't remember.
Were you like, oh, my gosh? Or was that the Daytona part of that?
No. I think here was actually the first time I saw him, and then Daytona. It was funny because I had heard he was here, and then I see him from, like, where I'm sitting to Victory Lane is how far away I was from him.
30 yards?
And 9-year-old Chase kind of came out.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just like, that's one of the first sports stars that, like, I ever just was in awe over.
Yeah.
So, and there were a ton of us that are like my age that were kind of that way, like, holy cow, that's Michael freaking Jordan.
Did you just imagine? I mean, he can't go
anywhere.
The
greatest basketball player of all time.
Preach, brother. Preach.
I mean, like, you know, it just. It was so cool to see.
Yeah, I mean it's Jordan. I mean he's out here, and you know I saw one time when the Indy race was here. I was in the bathroom next to at the urinal next to Gene Simmons because he's a big IndyCar guy, and I'm you know you don't make eye contact. I'm sitting there and I see this massive dude come into my right. I just kind of glance over. I'm like, holy cow, that's Gene Simmons.
So,
we're at the urinal together.
I'm glad you brought that up because I kind of thought when we were talking about Michael Jordan with Matt, in my head, I'm like, my luck, I'm going to go into the bathroom, and he's going to walk in after me, and that's going to be my interaction with him is in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, what, do you say anything? Like, you're obviously both there for a reason.
Yeah, right?
Do you, like, go, what's up, MJ? Like, or do you wait? Or, I mean, like, I don't know. Usually, like, when I'm in the bathroom, it's straightforward and, like, no talk. And just you get in, get out.
But is there a policy?
But it's Michael Jordan.
of no pictures? I mean, he's got to know that.
Well,
right?
I'm not going to take a picture of the bathroom.
No, when he walks out the door.
Yeah, no, I can't ask for that.
No, I mean, I wouldn't either, not in that situation. We ended up doing an interview with Gene Simmons when he came out. I was, hey, yeah. I'm with the TV crew. He's like, yeah. He talked for about 20 seconds and talked about how much he loved Nashville and IndyCar racing and then walked off. I'm like, yeah. That's Gene Simmons.
So, a funny story, because I don't, you know, like, I'm working, so I don't ask for pictures and stuff like that. I took a picture with Bill Lee, Governor Bill Lee, like the first year, because he asked me to do it.
Oh, really?
He was like, let's get a picture.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it might have been a campaign year.
Right? Getting know. It done? I was like, were right. You like, oh, okay, Mr. Lee?
I was like,
whatever.
Sure. I mean, I'm not going to say no to a governor.
You're like that nervous guy on The Simpsons that's always talking to me. He's like, oh, hello. You? Would you like fries with that?
Hello, Mr. Werner. Would you like to come on?
Who's the, all right, being out here, not owner-wise, but, you know, you talk about Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah. Frankie Muniz?
I mean, that's Bryan Cranston, was his dad.
I know.
So, but, like, who have you seen out here to be like, why are you here?
No, because I know he likes to, like, he got into this a few years ago.
But, no, who have you seen out here kind of like, oh, that's so-and-so, or oh, that guy?
Oh, yes. So the first year Derrick Henry was here, and, like, I, you know, I saw him and said hi and everything. We talked for a second. Who was it? There was another NFL player that I was kind of like.
Wait, Alvin Kamara last year was out here.
Alvin Kamara. Well, no, that was that year. Alvin Kamara has been here, but he's into it. You know, Bernard Pollard's into racing. Who was the other? There was another player that was with Derek. He went to Alabama, and it was very random. I was like. Like, that's a random.
Who knows?
One.
Yeah, right?
I can't remember. But, yeah, I mean, like, there's because the thing is, so many of those guys live here, and we don't know it.
Yeah.
That they show up at things like that. Pitbull, I mean, but he owned a team at the time.
Is he come back this year?
No, he doesn't own the team anymore.
Oh, man.
So I don't think he's coming.
Short steps, long vision, baby.
Yeah, he was just kind of an investor for a while.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean,
so
you never
Jordan's
know gonna...
got four drivers Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Wow,
with Denny Hamlin, yep, is the part. I will tell you, doing the announcements on the stage, that's when I like, because I'll get the script and I go, wait, he's here, like, and I have to like announce it. Like Sheamus showed up one year.
Oh yeah, that's
I was
cool.
Like, what's up, fella? He always says fella, but. Yeah.
So are you nervous about – I mean, I just put a picture out for the grandstand. I mean, 40,000 people there.
No, I mean, the first year I about peed myself. I mean, because it was the first time doing it, like especially – but I had the truck race, and then it was kind of the buildup. Now, not really. No, I'm just – I just kind of go do it. It's kind of like the first time I did the radio.
Right.
Like I was scared to death.
Yeah, you were.
And then, you know –
then you got to the point where, like, I don't care.
Right.
You do that. So what is your job Sunday?
I will know a little bit more of that after 1 o'clock today.
Okay.
But I think, because they do this whole production thing for driver intros for the Cup Series, so I probably won't do driver intros, but I think I do everything else.
And that would be?
Like introducing Matt Greachy, introducing the Grand Marshal, introducing, you know, any dignitaries okay. that are here. And stuff like that. And then they put a guy on stage that does all the driver stuff.
Do you? Who does? Gentlemen, start your engines.
I will introduce that person. Nice. So that's the cool part where, because I'll always get texts from people like, now it's on Prime, that Prime will cut to the PA announcer. And last week they said the name of the PA announcer, so I'm hoping they say my
get
name.
That would
be
kind of
cool.
Here's
and
Chase
I know,
McCabe.
And Adam Alexander is somebody that I've met over the years who's the play-by-play for Prime. But it'll say, and now, or I'll say, and now for the most famous words in motorsports, here is Joe Dubin.
Oh, yeah.
To deliver, or, you know, all that stuff.
But their engine's already started, right?
Nope.
They push the button?
Yep.
What was Ryan Blaney talking about going to the, when do you go to the bathroom before that?
So the anthem. So I introduce the anthem singer. Singer comes out, does the anthem, Home of the Brave, and then bam, they all go to the bathroom.
Okay.
So they'll put some porta-johns on pit road, or they have the bathrooms right here.
Okay.
So it is a mass, like, boom. Because you got basically, I don't know if it's quite 10 minutes between the end of the anthem and the command, but you got a little time.
Okay.
Because used to, back in the old days, the driver was already in the car. They do the anthem, then the command.
Right.
But they wanted the drivers, post 9/11, they wanted the drivers to be out of the cars.
No problem with that.
For the anthem. So they do that, and then they go get in the car, get strapped in and all that stuff, and then there's the command. The last thing I do before I go back up to the booth is, and now for the most famous words in motorsports.
Then what do? Hop in a golf cart and haul butt?
I either hop in a golf cart and they take me over, or I run across the track and I'll run up the grandstands into the concourse and take the elevator up. Tonight, tomorrow, it's easier because the stage will be on the front stretch. So yeah. Literally, I just turn around and walk up.
Okay.
On Sunday, they do it on pit road.
Nice. You see all the luxury boxes they're putting up. I'm telling you, man, this is an amazing thing to see to come together.
Oh, yeah. It's a production.
So you're not pronouncing drivers' names, so you're good.
I am for truck series and Xfinity series, I believe.
And truck is tonight.
Yes.
I like the truck race. It's fun because they don't care.
So here, Nashville, here's my question. Because the first few years that I did this, I would get to a certain driver and be like, from Las Vegas, Nevada, and then I would start to hear the boos because they knew who it was. Kyle Busch. But I don't think he's booed as much anymore.
Why not?
It's like wrestling. He's not the bad guy anymore.
Who's the bad guy in NASCAR?
Denny Hamlin was up there.
And now bad guy, I put air quotes.
Yeah, like the one that people don't really like that much. I would say Bubba kind of plays that role. Denny plays that role. Kyle, to an extent, still has it. Joey Logano a little bit. Those are probably the ones. But look, you need those guys. You need personality.
Right, you do.
I mean, it's a good thing.
So let me ask you this. Will there ever be anybody close to Dale Earnhardt Sr.?
No.
Not even 1% of what he was. Has anybody ever come close?
Yeah, his son.
Okay.
But, I mean, Chase Elliott's NASCAR. Now, here's the other thing. Dale Earnhardt was never NASCAR. He was only the most popular driver when he passed away. Like, he didn't really win that award a lot.
Right.
But, like, you would enjoy watching the Earnhardt documentary on Prime because one of the latest episode kind of talks about how he created his own, like, marketing business. And basically he kind of looked at it as, why would I want to give some of the money to a third party to sell my stuff? I'm going to sell my own
stuff
and own my brand. And so, like, his signature, he trademarked, like, that's his. That's
good.
Or Teresa's now, I guess. But, so he took control of all that stuff. I mean, he was a really smart businessman. And, look, I'll credit Teresa, and, the kids do this too. Teresa had a lot to do with that as well. And helping him kind of identify his brand. But he was one of the first to do that, and then everybody kind of followed suit. Like,
so why was he so revered? Because he was like that dude that works at the oil change shop? I mean, he's that guy?
He was a guy that you never looked at him as, oh, this guy's got millions and millions of dollars, even though he did, because he was going to show up in, blue jeans and a work shirt and go out and cut the grass and the fields and all that stuff. He never changed. He never forgot who he was. And then on the racetrack, he was just a badass. I mean, like, there's no other way to describe it. Like, if you were in his way, you were going to get out of his way one way or another. And, like, there were people that didn't like that.
Daryl Waltrip?
Yeah, but Daryl, they became great friends. And Daryl's in the documentary talking about it of, like, he was going to win. Like, if he had to move you, he would move you. If he had to wreck you, he would wreck you. And
right.
You knew that.
Does anybody do that today? Or is it all everybody's too nice?
Yeah, no. I mean, there are some. But it's also just a different time. I mean, it just – that's why nobody will come close, because I just don't think they'll allow it.
Right.
Some of the stuff he put – and he got fines and, all that stuff, but he didn't care. Like, if he won, he didn't care.
Right.
And, I mean, he said that. He's like, look, I don't have anything against these guys personally, but when we're on the racetrack, I'm going to beat your ass.
So let me ask you this. When he passed away, I've read this. he wasn't doing what Dell Sr. got him. Like, was he not protecting his cars?
Yes.
Okay.
He was very he was not going for the win. He wanted Michael, who was kind of like a son to him, and Dale Jr., who obviously was his son, he wanted one of them to win.
And those were his two cars?
Yeah, two of his three.
Which baffled me, because then he drove for a whole other company.
Correct, which is what Denny Hamlin's doing now. So Denny Hamlin drives for Joe Gibbs, and then he's the co-owner of 2311 with Jordan.
That's just – I don't know. Okay. All right. Whatever works for you.
Yep. So, but, yeah, the Earnhardt documentary is awesome. It's really, really cool. Kenny the Mailman has been waiting patiently, has a question on Vandy. What's up?
Hello, good friends. Listen, y'all were talking about meeting famous people. I am so excited. You remember that TV show Saved by the Bell?
Yes.
I remember. Yep. I found out the other day what Screech is up to. Remember Screech on that show?
I do.
I'll tell you what he's up to. Isn't he pushing daisies, right?
No, he's hosting a radio program on your show from 2 to 6. And the reason I say that, I tuned in the other day, and Screech Stillman, he was saying, oh, Vandy's exceeded to the top. They're doing so great, but they've come from the bottom. They've reinvented themselves. They went away, and they're back. And what I do, I usually go back to the record book. I don't really go by what anybody says. And I scratch my head because it says they've been to 19 straight NCAA tournaments. Does that mean they went away for a while? If you compare that, you know, SEC, Kentucky's the big basketball power. They hadn't been to 19 straight tournaments. So
right.
You're not going to win the tournament every year. But if you go 19 straight times, I think you're doing pretty well.
I would 100% agree with you. Thanks for the call, Kenny.
Hey, y'all have a great day.
You too. Yeah, I mean, and look, they get underway today, 4:45 pregame with Andrew Allegretta and company here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. So looking forward to their as they get ready to start the regionals against Wright State.
Should be fun, man.
Faux show.
We
will continue coming up next here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, live at the Nashville Super Speedway. And Dr. Crane, of course, is at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.
Singles life is great, Homer. I can do whatever I want. Today I drank a beer in the bathroom.
You went down to home.
Yeah, and another great thing, you get your own bed. I sleep in a racing car. Do you?
I sleep in a big bed with my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Another classic Simpsons moment.
Poor Kirk.
And remember, he had a CD, Can I Borrow a Feeling?
What is ex-wife dating? Not the Duff Man. Who is she dating?
No, I forget who is. But he's like the big muscular guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dolph? No.
No, I don't think it was a regular
character.
Shout out to Vingen for that, by the way. The music
That's
pairing.
That's a good one. Oh, yeah. No, I like it. That's good. That's good. Well done. Live today at the Nashville Super Speedway, NASCAR weekend. Looking forward to that. I will be out here running around all weekend. So if you're here and you see me, say hi.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Oh, you know, not a whole lot. Just running around.
What's happening?
I'm going to get my steps in this weekend and probably get a tan. So it'll be good.
Good. Tans are good, man. That's all right. You get a little color to you, make you look good, man. That's fine. You have a good time.
Will you be signing autographs, Chase?
Yeah, I mean, not officially. If somebody asks, sure, I will.
Highly recommend.
Would you like an Would you like an autograph, Dr. Crane?
I would, on a nice poster.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll work on that. We do need to get we need to make up posters. Like maybe that picture of the three of us where we're looking at Dr. Crane like we just brought him home.
Oh yeah.
We should do that.
We got people laughing at Kenny the Mailman calling Stillman Screech.
that was pretty funny.
But I'm pretty sure Screech passed away, right? The Dustin Diamond, the actor, I'm pretty sure he passed away.
Yes.
Yes.
Did he?
Yes.
2021.
2021, yeah. Sad, you know? Remember when Jesse was taking energy pills?
Yeah.
Then they had to do an intervention with her?
Yeah.
That was.
There were some powerful episodes of that show. Like, there was one where, I forget which character it was, made friends with a girl, and it turns out her and her dad were homeless, and I think it was a Christmas episode, and they really helped him out. Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, look.
Saved by the Bell.
Great,
that's right.
Great theme, too.
Mr. Belding. Mr. Belding's from Chattanooga. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
He became a weirdo on Twitter, and everybody kind of blocked him. Dennis Haskins.
Dennis Haskins.
Yep. I'm really stoked about Frankie Muniz, man. Yeah. Knock him in the middle.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
He's raced the ARCA series and now trucks.
Is he any good?
Not really.
Watch him win rack. The not first yet. Down Rackley.
Yeah, watch him win tonight. I heard you say it wasn't very good. Like, well, you proved me wrong.
Yeah, right? Oh, that's. I just think that's he's doing. He's not like a joke. I mean, he's actually doing it and been in the circuit for a while,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's putting the work in and everything. So,
By the way, they are. There's rumor has it that Tom Cruise is doing a Days of Thunder 2.
I would.
Like, there's a script that's already been done, and now they're tweaking it, and they could start.
I'm okay with it because it's been so long since the first one that I think, I mean, Days of Thunder is one of the most quotable movies of all time if you're a racing fan.
Yeah.
I mean, like, John Roberts and I were quoting it the other night of, you know, like, my favorite line in the whole movie is Harry comes on the radio and goes, Cole, I want you to go up and I want you to hit the pace car.
Right. Yeah.
And he goes, what? He goes, I want you to hit the pace car. What for? Because you've hit every other thing out there. I want you to be perfect.
And so if they do it now, they could bring back most of that cast. Robert Duvall's still alive.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he could make an appearance.
John C. Reilly's in that movie?
John C. Reilly's in it.
The guy who played.
Who is Rowdy?
He plays in The Walking Dead and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, what's his name?
Was in JFK.
He was in JFK. That is right. Yeah. Michael Rooker.
Michael Rooker, yeah.
Yeah.
He got his arm cut off in The Walking Dead because he got chained to the roof.
The roof. Yeah, Michael Rooker. Yeah, I mean.
Well, one person who won't be back in the movie.
Nicole Kidman will probably not.
She would not be back in the movie. She's like, I'm good. Let me know how it goes. Y'all take care.
Yeah. Who? I mean, let's see.
So it would be kind of like.
Who was the car owner? That was
Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid, yeah.
Yeah. Fred Dalton Thompson passed away, so he wouldn't be back as the NASCAR boss. But.
Oh, yeah. He was basically Bill France.
Yep.
Yep.
So, you know, it'd be kind of like Top Gun when he came back as. Kind of a mentor to the young pilots and all the things like that, and so I could see that.
How do you say this? His last
Cary name? Elves.
Elves, yeah. Yeah, he was in it.
He's also that's the guy from The Princess Bride, man.
Yeah,
because he speaks with a British accent. You're like, what?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, you could definitely bring.
So what would a lot be? I know back. We have to break real quick, but what would be the storyline?
I don't know. I think at this point. Because, I mean, Cruise is, like, in his 60s. Like, is he an owner?
It's got to be. Something. And maybe his driver. I got it. Go over the championship. His driver dies. And he's got to get in the car.
And he races.
Yeah. But
one
he's
more
got,
time.
But he's got pride. He has one of the greatest lines in a movie I've ever heard. When she's checking him for concussion and says, you can't race, he tells her, he said, Claire, I'm more afraid of being a nobody than I am of being hurt. That is a powerful line.
Oh, yeah.
So yep. We just got Tom, you're welcome. You can let us know if you need any more script revisions. We're good with all that. Oh, man.
Well, now you got me wanting to go watch Days of Thunder.
Right.
Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays, as we always do. And Nashville's best deal is 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. 312 Pizza Company serves the best pizza in town, as well as Chicago-style eats. Like Chicago dogs, Italian beef sandwiches, and more. Just head to thegamenashville.com/deals to get half off a $30 gift card to 312 Pizza Company while supplies last. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 the game here on this Friday. Yes, little Days of Thunder bringing us back. You know, funny, there's a Nashville connection to that movie.
There is. I got one, but I'm... Mine's not as important as yours. Go ahead.
Besides Fred Thompson, the Nashville connection is Hendrick Motorsports supplied the cars for that movie, and they actually entered real races to get shots of the cars in the race. One of the drivers was Bobby Hamilton.
That's right. That is right.
The late, great Bobby Hamilton. So there you go. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. All of your commercial construction needs under one roof. JarrettCompaniesInc.com. Above and beyond industry standards. Dr. Crane, take it away.
All right, gentlemen. First on the list, we have European Neighbors Day. So shout out to your European neighbors, I guess. Next one we have is Loomis Day. Let's see. My Bucket's Got a Hole in It Day. Yikes. National Creativity Day. Well, you might want to be creative with that hole in your bucket. National Heat Awareness Day is today.
Lord.
And
Dr. Crane.
Yes.
Dr. Crane.
Yes.
This is a family show.
Well, I mean, listen.
We have families listen to this.
If there is a hole in the bucket, you might want to fix it. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. Yep, it'll leak out. You don't want that.
You don't want to build a sandcastle with a hole in it, do you? I don't think so.
Will you really quick go back? What is Loomis Day? Is that the bank people, the like Brinks truck?
It's showing a picture of a radio, Joe, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not all too right. sure. National Mint Julep Day, so nice little mint julep. Nice. Water a Flower Day. Yeah, Water a Flower, that's nice. And that's
I'll do that to Chase when we're off air.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a delicate flower.
It'll grow.
Hopefully it doesn't have a hole in the bottom of it so the water doesn't fall out. And to wrap it up, we have World MS Day. So there you go.
Okay.
Well done. Yeah, yes.
That's good. That's
all right.
Good.
All right. Time for celebrity birthdays. Got to get these within two. This is always a fun show. All right. Let's do birthdays here. Our first birthday on May 30th. Chaser, she lives in Franklin, Tennessee. How old is Wynonna Judd?
Wynonna. 63.
69.
61. Chase is on the board. Well done, Chase. Next up is singer Idina Menzel. Remember, he's the one that John Travolta butchered her name?
Yes, he did.
Is she the frozen girl?
Yeah, the Let It Go, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
52.
58.
54. Chase up 2-0. Be careful, Dr. Crane. Chase is an element out here at the Speedway. Rapper, singer, CeeLo Green.
48. 42. 50.
Chaser popping the outside corner up 3-0. All right. Ned Ryerson. Today's his birthday from Groundhog Day. Actor Stephen Tobolowsky. Ned? Ned Ryerson?
72.
71.
74. Chaser popping the outside. It's up 4-0. The guy that looks just like Greg Pogue from Star Trek. Greg Pogue from Star Trek. Actor Calm Meany. He was also in Con Air.
He was. Miles O'Brien. Chief O'Brien. 67.
65.
72. The greatest quarterback of all time from Revenge of the Nerds, actor Ted McGinley.
Also Jefferson Darcy on
Yes, sir.
Married with Children. 74.
77.
67. Actor Ralph Carter, Good Times. Michael, the younger brother.
59.
58.
64. One of the top guitar players of all time, Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, yeah. He is good. 57.
62.
61. Dr. Crane's on the board. 4-1 Chaser right now. Let's see. Who else here? Rapper Remy Ma. Remy Ma.
Sounds like somebody's grandma. 48.
52.
45. Got close, Chaser. All right. P.J. Carlissimo, the former coach at Seton Hall that got choked by the Latrell Sprewell.
And now he does ESPN, I think.
Yep.
68.
71.
76. Jake the Snake Roberts. Today's Jake the Snake's birthday.
70.
73.
70 dead on. Chase is up 6-1. Former NFL player. His son now plays for the Chargers. John Ault. A-L-T. John Ault.
You mean, oh, yeah, so Joe Ault's dad. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. 61.
58.
63. Chasers up 7-1. Billy Donovan. Where's he coaching now? Is he with the Bulls?
Yep.
The Bulls.
The Bulls. Going to the Hall of Fame, too. 60
exactly. Dr. Crane, you still got an outside chance at 7-3 Chase right now.
Ooh.
Manny Ramirez.
Man Ram. 54.
Excuse, what's his nickname?
Man Ram.
Does that include the hole? In the
oh my
bucket?
God.
Just saying. He hits a baseball
last
and
time,
there's a hole in the bucket.
Last time, I'm going to remind you, Dr. Crane, this is a family show.
Dude, have you not watched
Chase
the home run
54.
Derby?
I don't have a TV.
Just name an age.
He's 53 exactly. So we're come down to the last one. It's 7-5.
Dr. Crane is sabotaged this entire segment.
And this birthday is a guy that we talked about yesterday for quite a bit because he's training Will Levis. Jordan Palmer.
Are you kidding me?
Today's Jordan Palmer's birthday. Now, Chase, you get this, you get the win. Dr. Crane, you could tie Chase.
47.
43.
He's 41.
Oh, wow.
Chase wins 7-6. What a game.
It was a good one.
Good job, guys.
That was a good one. That is going to do it for us. I am taking Monday and Tuesday off, probably to sleep. Because I'm definitely going to need it. So Big Joe and Dr. Crane, maybe, I don't know, after this segment, we might have to rethink this. But they will have things covered for you Monday and Tuesday. So have a fantastic weekend.
Absolutely. And always, it's the weekend here. And look, to our guys out there, we love that you've reached out to us over this last year and a half to talk to us about what you're going through. Remember, talk to someone, anyone, if you're going through something, because our world is a better place because you are – I'm telling you, it is a better place. I've been to those funerals where guys have said goodbye. It's heart-wrecking. It breaks your heart. Don't be that. Be here with us. We love you. We want you here. You call on your cell phone. You could call or dial 988. It's that simple. You can always talk to somebody. We're always here for you. We tell you every day that you are powerful and you are absolutely beautiful and that we love you. And remember, more importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD coming up next. 102.5, 106.3, The Game.